Beis Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, which is what we're up to, is very famous for being, in essence, the Makib Patish of the Rav's approach of Vidui being the Maisa Mitzvah, but Tshuva being the Kiyum. But I want to develop and build off the Rav's approach in the very brief, exceptionally brief time that we have, because I think there are at least three or four diukim that we might be able to add to the equation as far as this is concerned. So remember, yesterday we talked about what is a Baal Tshuva Gemura, a Tshuva Me'ula, and in particular, its relationship to Zechiras Habore. So that will be, I think, a critical point for us. Right, it's not just practically abandoning it, but Hasara Mimachshava. V'yigmar belibo, he's appealing to the leib, shelo yaseyu o chenemar yazov rasha darko, v'ish aben machshavo sav. So the derech is, of course, the maisa veira, machshavo sav is v'yasir machshava. So that's the aziva sachet, again, both in practice as well as in machshava. V'chein yisnachim al sha'avar shenemar ki acharei shuvi nichamti. Okay, so that's the sense of nicham al sha'avar. We saw that already in Bidoy, in conjunction with tshuva. And then v'yoyd alav yodea talumo shelo yashu v'zachet le'olam shenemar v'lo nomar od Elokeinu l'maase yadenu v'lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maase yadenu v'tzarech l'hisvados b'svasa v'lo marinenos elu shegamar b'libo. So there you have it. Right, that Bidoy and Tshuva are two sides of the coin. Tzarech l'hisvados b'svasa, the ma'ase mitzvah, the external statement and manifestation of inyanos elu Shegamar Belibo. Ad kan divrei harav. So what I would like to add to this is just a couple of very important diukim. One of them, the Kesef Mishnah, already noticed. He said, what's the raya from the pasuk v'lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maase yadenu? Why is that pasuk being used? So the Kesef Mishnah writes, kilomar shetchilas ha-pasuk hu k'chui machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Right, so there you have that dichotomy. K'chui machem dvarim is vidoy, shuvu al Hashem is tshuva. Umatomru, what should you say? What are the dvarim? Lo nomar Eloheinu l'maase yadenu shiabur zara. Hare pashli dekra shalokeach l'shem yizvarech l'eid alav shalayashuv od l'oso avon. So it doesn't have to be the chet of avodah zara. Remember the Rambam started in Perek Aleph by noting that kol mitzosa shabatara bin ase bin losase. So why the predicate? Okay, so why the predication of vidui on the chet of avodah zarah? So I think it's obvious in light of what we said the Rambam yesterday that all chet effectively emerges from shichacha sabore. So zechira sabore is the name of the game when it comes to tshuva, and so the pattern that we follow, and the appeal that we make is based on the idea of avodah zarah, of losing sight of the melech malchei hamlachim, and that pasuk is of particular significance. So that is Heara number one. Heara number two. When we talked about Vidoy, we talked about the Ikaros of Vidoy being that a person says the following, back in Aleph, Ketzad Misvandin, Omer Ana Shem Chatasya Visi Bashadi Vanecha Sisi Kach Vikach. Okay, so you have to admit what you did wrong. V'harei Nichamti Voshti B'maasai. Right, and there's a sense of Nechama and Busha, regret and shame. So here we see when the Rambam describes tshuva, not vidui, so the tshuva takes place in a different order. So maya tshuva, yazav achotei chetev yasir machshava, so then biyigmar belibo shelo yaseu od. Okay, so that's the Kabbalah la'asid. And v'chein yisnachim al sha'avar. So why in vidui is it presented as I did something wrong, I'm embarrassed about it, I won't do it again, but when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to tshuva and its description, so we have the nechama al sha'avar after the Kabbalah la'asid. So I think the Rambam was onto something exceptionally profound here. Based on the pasuk of acharei shuvi nichamti v'acharei hivadi'i sapakti al yareich boshti v'gam nichlamti ki nasasi chirpas nurai. That is to say, one only really experiences a sense of full nechama, one only fully experiences a sense of busha when it comes to already having returned to a certain extent. Right? Before a person has done that, yes, in the Vidwa you can state out loud in chronological order, or in logical order, I should say, I did something wrong, I'm ashamed of what I did wrong, and I'm not going to do it again. But in terms of the tshuva process is so profound insofar as one only really feels that nechama al sha'avar once one has drawn closer to Hashem. Right, Rav Meir Tursky would like to quote, amongst the Hasidim, they say, the Hasidim do tshuva for their tshuva. The initial tshuva is always, you know, okay, I feel a little bit badly, but it's only after you've returned to Hashem to a greater extent do you really sense how bad it was, that you damaged your relationship with Hashem to that extent. And so, in that measure, when the Rambam describes tshuva, it has a distinction to Vidui. What the Rambam highlights is the following order. Again, and after you make that Kabbalah, because you want to have nothing to do with the sin, and at that point, your sense of regret, remorse, and even shame, the pasuk which is quoted is, so then you have a much deeper sense of busha about the things that you've done, because you're coming at it from a very different position. So again, 3 points, the Rav and his critical Hayara, right, that's the Maki B'Patish to the theory. Of course, one is obligated to do tshuva. And of course, the Vidoy is the Maisim, it's to the tshuva, is in Yanos Elu Shagamar B'Libo. Number one. Number two, as we pointed out, that Pasuk with the Kesef Mishnah was surprised by, because every chait really comes from some kind of a paradigm of Odazara, of Shechachas HaBore. If we would be able to Shivisi Hashem the Nekti Samid, no chait would really be possible. Hisakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yata bali de'aver, as we said yesterday, Zechores Barecha b'mei b'churosecha. And then finally, the reversal of the order from Vidoy to Tshuva in terms of where Nechama comes in the actual internal process of Tshuva, one only senses that Nechama and Busha really, once one has resolved not to do it again, after one is further along in the Tshuva process, Ki acharei shuvi, as the Rambam quotes, only after Tshuva nichamti do I have a true sense of remorse and regret. Okay, we'll hold it up there, and God willing, we will pick it up on Monday.